We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
A couple of misfits. James Robinson.
You can't call the cops on Santa.
Travis Box.
No wonder Santa lost his mind. We can't do this.
The Island of Misfit Toys with James and Travis on AM 860. The Answer.
You're a small business, growing fast, navigating the daily changes of a competitive world. More work means more employees, and a larger staff means your company needs solid solutions for human resource challenges. We're ReadyCorp HR System Consulting, and we're here to help. Just ask one of our satisfied clients.
I run a manufacturing and distribution outfit at the North Pole. My business is jolly good, but keeping up with the dramatic growth has been a challenge.
How so, Mr. Claus?
Well, we really had no human resources department. Mainly disputes were settled with a good sit-down, baked goods, and eggnog. But that only went so far.
Explain some of the specific challenges, if you would.
Sure. Well, we had a few incidents. It started with inappropriate workshop talk, then escalated. One of our newer reindeer was constantly excluded from certain recreational activities, all because of their special needs.
And the workplace should be safe for everyone.
Of course! Then there was, well, we had one elf who was, shall we say, a little handsy.
Unwanted physical contact, that could open you up to great liability.
You're telling me. We had to hand over almost a year's worth of candy canes in the settlement. It was ugly.
Then you called ReadyCorp HR System Consulting. How have things improved?
I can't tell you how smooth the operation is running now. For years, the week before our big delivery date, you could almost always count on the stress devolving into an impromptu elf fight club. Now, we do team building exercises. We have harassment training programs, corrective action procedures. We even implemented a wellness program. I've lost almost 13 pounds. Most important, we are no longer losing sleep over possible litigation. ReadyCorp is tops on my nice list. You could almost say they saved Christmas.
Thank you, Mr. Claus. ReadyCorp HR System Consulting. See how it can work for you.
You better call, for goodness sake. Ho, ho, ho!
Like socks and underwear on Christmas morning.
Ooh, I'm socks.
Oh.
The Island of Misfit Toys with James and Travis on AM 860. The Answer.
Nog Light presents Real Men of Christmas.
Real Men of Christmas.
Today we salute you, Mr. Overly Smug, All Vegan, Gluten Free Holiday Baker Guy.
Mr. Overly Smug, All Vegan, Gluten Free Holiday Baker.
All those baked holiday goodies can be festive and excruciatingly healthy, said no one ever, until you donned an apron and said, hold my pumpkin spice kombucha.
Please don't let that be a real thing.
You've made it your mission to take the sugar out of sugar plums, the candy out of candy canes, and the bread out of gingerbread.
I'm with you, only in theory.
So let us all follow your silver-belled sanctimonious example and leave Santa a tall glass of fair-sourced almond milk and unseasoned organic kale chips, all made with love.
Why does it taste like cardboard and algae?
So here's to you, Mr. Overly Smug, All Vegan, Gluten-Free Holiday Baker Guy.
Mr. Overly Smug, All Vegan, Gluten-Free Holiday Baker Guy.
Drink pumpkin spice kombucha responsibly.
Putting the days in happy holidays. The Island of Misfit Toys with James and Travis on AM 860. The Answer.
The following is a letter home from Sergeant Josh Horopko with the 10th Mountain Division neatly to his mother from the mountains of Afghanistan, March 11th, 2002.
Dear Mom, I'm writing this letter before I leave, and I couldn't say what I wanted to over the phone, but first, I want to say I love you so much. You were always there for me, even though I'd never talk about my problems. And second, you gave me the options to be a man, giving me slack and the rope to try to make the right decision. So no matter what, you always believed in me, and no matter how much of a punk I was to you. We're leaving for Bagram to flush out 600 Taliban soldiers from the mountains, and this is the biggest battle of the war on terrorism. We already sustained 30 casualties, and one killed in action. but I don't want you to worry about me. I know you will because I'm your son. But, Mom, I'm not afraid to die for something that is right. I just hope that I made you proud. And if I don't come home for any reason, I just want you to know I'll always be with you. I want you to know you raised the cream of the crop. Oh, Mom, I got to go now. All that I have said here are words from my heart, and I mean every last one of them. Tell Aunt Joyce I said hi, and I love her. I hope to see you soon, but if that doesn't work out, I just needed you to know how I felt. I love you and miss you. Take care. You're always in my thoughts. Your loving son, Josh.
Sergeant Josh Harapko survived combat in Afghanistan, but died almost exactly 1 year later when the Black Hawk helicopter he was flying in crashed during a training mission in Fort Drum, New York. He was 24.
It's the gift that keeps on giving all week long. It's Operation Helping Our Heroes with James and Travis on AM 860, The Answer.
The following is a Holiday Fight Championship production. Ho, ho, ho.
Good evening, not-so-silent fight fans, and welcome again to Yukon Cornelius Arena for 'Twas the Fight Before Christmas 22. I'm Bruce Elfberger, alongside Joe Mistletogen, ready for a true Christmas movie, naughty versus nice matchup.
That's right, Bruce. This is going to be one for the yippee-ki-yay ages.
There's no doubt about that. All of Bedford Falls is here to cheer on their hometown hero, and it looks like Santa is about ready to introduce tonight's main event competitors.
Boys and girls, tonight's match is scheduled for one very long fall. In this corner, accompanied by his trainer and guardian angel, Clarence, the boy next door, the guy you can always count on, the man with the heart of gold, George Bailey!
George Bailey, smiling and waving to the crowd, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. This crowd is truly loving their so-called richest man in town. Even I can't help but being in his presence.
Maybe lay off the eggnog, Joe.
And in this corner, all the way from somewhere vaguely Germanic, putting the Sakatomi in Nakatomi, the villain of that Christmas classic Die Hard, Hans Gruber!
Wait, Die Hard's a Christmas movie?
It is, if Santa says so. Hang on. George Bailey just grabbed the mic from the midnight.
Listen here, Gruber. When that bell rings, I'm looking at an angel that's going to get its elephant wings.
Whoa! Wow, does he kiss his mother with that mouth?
George Bailey with some harsh words for his challenger. Hans Gruber's just staring daggers into George. Both Santa and Clarence having some trouble keeping George in his corner. I think Santa's just going to... Yes, there's the bell.
Okay.
Listen, Severus Snape. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt.
George Bailey initiating the fight with a couple of hook jabs and a haymaker. Gruber not letting anything get through his defenses.
He really planned for everything. Hans is playing the long game here.
George isn't going to let that stop him. It looks like... Wait a minute. George Bailey just threw something in Gruber's face. I think... Yes, it's a handful of Zuzu's petals. Whoa! A low blow by Bailey.
You know the rules, George. One more shot like that, and you'll be disqualified.
This is so out of character for George. I think he's been drinking out of Mr. Potter's glass.
Joe, it looks like Hans is pulling something out of his glove. It looks like, yes, this is clearly a wizarding wand in his hand. I think he's going to try to cast the killing curse.
And Clarence the Angel just leapt between the two fighters.
The spell hit Clarence right in the chest, and it backfires. Hans Gruber is falling. Gruber is falling.
Take that, you slithering son of a...
Bedford Falls is going to have a riot on their hands with that surprise victory.
I am so glad I'm not the guy who has to clean that all up, Bruce.
You said it, Joe. There's a little hands on your house. And on your house. And even your house. Well, that's another one in the record books. That means it's back to Santa's workshop. For Joe Mistletogen, this is Bruce Elfberger saying Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good fight.
Hey, they're trying really hard to make it onto the nice list. It's Operation Helping Our Heroes with James and Travis at AM 860. The Answer.
This is the Vague News Network. We're your anchors. Our top story developing at this hour, no one expected to hear this, and now they're wondering how it's going to affect them in the future. Experts don't really have a good answer yet and are waiting to see how it all unfolds.
In other news, world leaders gathered together to discuss the growing situation. They are now looking at ways to deal with the region and help its people.
Scientists believe they are closer to discovering a cure. Thanks to advancements in technology, researchers say that they may be on the verge of a huge discovery.
Last night, it was a huge victory. Fans were on their feet throughout the game, and the coach says they're going to use this momentum tonight against their arch rivals.
And lastly, experts think we aren't getting as much as we should. A new report says that just a little each day would go a long way to help.
Your source for news when there's news. Be sure to keep it here for all the latest on the Vague News Network.